Just want to share a thought on this week's Parsha. Very, very powerful Parsha. A lot to talk about, the Aseres HaDibros, and just a lot of psukim that we're so familiar with and we live with. One of the things that I just really want to focus on are two points. Number one is Nasa V'Nishma. That's something that we all know, Nasa V'Nishma. We do, and then we're Nishma. And then we understand. I think that that's very challenging for a lot of us and for people in general, is to just do without understanding. That's where rebellion and resentment comes, when, you know, I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know why I'm doing it, and you're just telling me to listen. At the same time, that's sort of like the only way to do things, is when we do things without really understanding. I want to just maybe share that dynamic and that connection is really what this parsha is teaching us a lot. The parsha begins, Vayishma Yisro, and Yisro heard. Vayishma, he was Shomeya. Rashi says he heard Milchemes Amalek, he heard Kriyas Yamsuf, which is also interesting because everybody knew about Kriyas Yamsuf, and everybody knew for sure about Kriyas Yamsuf and Amalek. Everyone knew. And the Mefarshim explained that the difference with Yisro was that he, like, listened, he heard, he delved in a little bit deeper to really listen. He was oivid all the avodah zarahs, which means like he was a searcher. He was a searcher. He was listening. He didn't just hear, but he was listening, like deep, in a deep way, he was listening. Also, what's interesting in Shani, it also, when it talks about, meaning Shani in the Parsha, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, the Pasuk says over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Ata Shema B'Koili, right, listen to me, right, I'll give you an Eitzah, right? Where is the other one, where it says again, right, v'shaftu sa'am, meaning Yisro is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, just listen. You got to listen. You got to hear. What you're doing is wrong. You got to do something a little bit differently. So if you could listen, when we listen, and then it says afterwards, vayishma Moshe l'kol chosnai, that Moshe Rabbeinu listened and he heard, and he was able to take advice. You know, sometimes people give us advice, and we could be seeing the same thing over and over again, but we're not listening. It says, Lev Shomeya. Our heart is what listens. It's in our heart. So back to the beginning, yes, we have to do things, and we need Nasa V'Nishma. When we do things, we will understand them better. I don't think it's a contradiction to do and to do and to be open to say that where could I do things differently? How can I do things differently? Yisro was not somebody who had nothing, and then he says, okay, so now I'm going to just do Yiddishkeit. I'm just going to do Judaism. He did all the other Avodah Zarahs, but he was always a Shomeya. He was always listening for the truth. And I think by Moshe Rabbeinu also. It's so interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu has this new way of dealing with the people, when Moshe Rabbeinu is like the leader par excellence. He's the quintessential leader, but he was willing to listen to his father-in-law, willing to listen to do things differently. So I think the pshat might be is that the Nasa V'Nishma and it is not a contradiction to be a Shomeya. And I think the rebelliousness and resentment comes when we're not really listening, to whatever it might be. We're just doing and doing and doing. It's like either or. Either I'm doing, or I'm listening and I'm not doing. But I think when a person says, okay, I'm going to do and I'm going to continue to do, but I'm always going to be open. I heard this line once where I forgot who said it. It could be it was from, I think, it, I, you know what, let me first get the line and then I'll say who it's from. I think they say you have to be strong in what you believe. You have to be committed to what you believe and dedicated to what you believe. Very strong in that, but very open and flexible to hear something different and to hear another opinion and to hear someone else. People think that in order to be great, you know, you listen. Obviously, Ezel Chacham Aloy made me call Adam. You can learn. People think to be great, you have to just like ignore everybody. Or you know, either I'm ignoring everyone or I'm taking everyone's opinion and then I don't have an opinion on my own. Have an opinion. Have your mahalach, right? Yisrael was very probably a very strong-minded person, but at the same time, to be humble, to listen. Moshe Rabbeinu is the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is taking advice, had to deal with his entire Klal Yisrael by listening to his father-in-law, who's a ger. His father-in-law, what do you know? Like, why would I listen to you? Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's panim el panim. But I think that's the lesson. I think that's what the Torah is also. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They say, is every Jew twice a day is makabel on himself the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha means I believe Hashem. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I believe in Hashem. I believe in Hashem. And Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim is that I'm not gonna. I don't believe in anyone else. I Hashem is the only one. Not only do I believe in Hashem is the only one. And they say that's the pshat Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu is when you say Shema Yisrael. Listen deep down. Hashem Elokeinu, which means Hashem is my God. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. All the ases, and then Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Echad. Lo yielecha Elohim Acherim. And it says that those two first of the Ten Commandments of the Aseres HaDibros were dafka from Hashem himself. And that every Jew, each and every one of us, has the ability to be Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, listen. Now, again, it doesn't mean that a person is not going to struggle in this area or that area, or he does this aveira, or doesn't do this mitzvah properly, or doesn't understand this. But Shema Yisrael, I'm always going to be open to hear. I'm always going to be open to hear. Hashem Elokeinu, the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad, Lo Yielecha Elohim Acherim. I'm always going to be open to hear the Aseres HaDibros. I'm always going to be open to hear what Hashem is speaking to me. And just to end off, we said this week, Eitan Katz came and he said over this pshat that I actually had told him many years ago. I was very impressed that he remembered the pshat, that Le'rav l'lechem v'le'itzom l'mayim ki'im l'shmayas Hashem. It says, Hinei yamim bayim nu'um Hashem v'shlachti rav ba'aretz. There's going to be a famine in the time of Mashiach. Le'rav l'lechem, people are not going to be hungry for lechem, which is Torah. L'chu ichlu lachmechem. Lechem equals Torah. That's what Chazal tell us. Food, sustenance. Lo rav lo lechem lo tzom ala mayim. Mayim, we know ain mayim ala Torah. That's not going to be the problem. There's Torah. There's yeshivas like never before. But what's going to be the problem? Kiyam l'shmoya astvar Hashem. To be able to hear while you're doing so much. I think that's the chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu and of Yisrael. And that's the chiddush of each and every one of us, of Nase V'Nishma. The promise of Nase V'Nishma is be open, and then your Nase will become Nishma. Be open. It's not a contradiction. Hashem should help us all. We should all be Zoicha. As the parshas we know are not just history. We live by Yom Hazeh, we said yesterday, by Yom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. Today, every day we're able to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're able to really deep down say, Hashem, I want to hear. I want to hear what you need me to hear. I want to hear what my spouse is telling me. I want to hear what my parents are telling me. Shema b'ni musar avicha. Shema b'ni musar avicha v'altitosh tarasimecha. I want to hear. I want to hear the musar of my parents. I want to hear the advice from my friends, from my children, from all the people around me. When a person's a shomeya, when a person makes himself or herself and humbles oneself to listen and to really, really lishmoyas dvar Hashem. I want to hear from Hashem. And Hashem appears through all these people. That's how Hashem communicates to us. He communicates to us through other people. And when we do, and we continue to do, and we bend our hearts and our ears to hear Hashem, then we will be zoicha to hear the message of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yehi Lecha. Thank you so much.